Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:12 Irish Summer Time. Today is August 20th, and this has been a day which started with absolute fireworks in Asia, but calmed down throughout the day, and the Wall Street has closed 42 points up on the Dow Jones and less than half a point down on the S&P. But getting back to those fireworks in Asia, this was an amazing day for a number of indices. The Hang Seng was up nearly 6%, 1,200 points, and the Singapore index was also in really up a spectacular number of points. Indonesia also very well. The Japanese index up 3%, the Nikkei, but that's 458 points. But when you look at the chart, that's really just not enough to countermand that downward dynamic we saw on Friday, and it continues to be a serial underperformer. It looks like we're going to see the other Asian indices leading the way on the upside. India also did relatively well today, but certainly not on the same par as the Hang Seng and the Singapore index. Europe ha closed up on the day, pretty much across the board, but not by very much. So they held on to those gains. The DAX up 29 points, so following through on that upward dynamic that we saw on Friday, and the FTSE up 14.5. This was, I think, affected by the fact that Wall Street was quite weak early on in the session. The S&P at one point was down in excess of 1%, but it made it right back later on in the session to close pretty much flat. So we just looking at the bigger picture, we've had some follow-through on these very good moves that we saw towards the end of last week, and we can certainly give the benefit of the doubt to the upside as long as indices hold above these lows. And given the spectacular moves that we've seen in some of those Asian indices, those lows are now quite a long way down, so they have plenty of room to consolidate around this area. I think it's unlikely we're going to see A or V-shape reversals in many of these indices. The damage done to confidence by this contraction of credit is probably too much. And once the sort of the feel-good factor resulting from the cut to the discount rate on Friday filters through to markets, people are going to look around and say, what has actually changed to the fundamentals that have driven the market downwards? And the answer is probably not a lot, but the perceptions of those fundamentals have changed a lot. Because this time last week, it was absolutely apocalyptic, and now there is a ray of hope. I've posted three or four, I think it's four reports today, which are all relatively bullish, and there are a couple of others that I didn't post because I just didn't have time to read them all. But we are certainly getting a bullish tone coming back into a number of bank reports, and a number of commentators are starting to talk about the bottom. And I think that there is justification to talk about the bottom, but we won't know for sure until another couple of weeks when we've seen a bit of a consolidation and a partial, at least a partial retest of those lows. There are still plenty of skeletons in the closet, and over the course of the coming months, they will probably be outed. But given the fact that we are still in a synchronized period of global economic expansion, and that does include the US. The US is still growing, although at a reduced pace. This is a massive fundamental which we have to keep in mind, because while the credit problem is certainly a problem, it is short-term in nature, and it will get sorted out one way or another. Certainly, there will be funds that will take losses, and there will be pension funds that take losses, but we've had a big deleveraging already, and given the size of the moves that we've seen in some of those carry trade currencies, I'm reasonably sure that we've seen quite a large deleveraging. And if people are deciding to sell into rallies, I think that they will be in the minority. So I think that we may well have seen the low, although if indices do move down and make sustained moves below the recent lows, then that will certainly be drawn into question. But at the moment, we can give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. And that was part of the reason that I opened the long in Singapore today. It was the fantastic performance of the index and their financials, and the fact that with that MSCI contract, you can trade it more or less 24 hours. which is quite nice instead of having to get up in the middle of the night. Although I have to admit, my daughter does get me up rather a lot in the middle of the night. She's not the best sleeper. Looking at some of the other asset classes, gold was pretty steady in here today. It's relatively unchanged, actually, up only 19 cents at nearly $658. Silver down a little bit. Platinum was probably the best performer, up $15. That's at 1247, and that historically has been best bought following reactions. Looking at the bond market, the action hasn't really been on the long end of the curve at all. The 30-year is up 8 points. Where we've seen a lot of action has been on the short end of the curve. Prices have gone up there quite a lot, and yields are really falling quite sharply, which points towards investors continuing to look for a safe haven, and but they are going for the shorter end of the curve. They want quicker access to their money. Not to mention, of course, that it's an inverted yield curve, so you get your higher yield. Well, historically, over the last couple of months, you've had a higher yield on the 2-year. I'm not sure if that's the case right now because those yields are coming off quite quickly. But that does point towards still a degree of nervousness in the markets, and it is cautionary. So there's still people certainly putting money into the short end of that curve and buying bonds aggressively, which is probably looking for at least a short-term haven for their money. So people are still nervous, which makes me a little bit cautionary about calling the absolute bottom of this market. I think just to make it absolutely clear, I think we've got a better than even chance that we've seen the bottom, but the markets will need to consolidate and break upwards from a consolidation above the recent low to really tell us that we've seen the low for this correction. The dollar today has been reasonably steady. The euro almost unchanged at 134.80. That's up only 5 ticks. The pound a bit steadier here, up 70 ticks. That's at 198.82. So the dollar could easily have seen the high of its rally, its recent rally. And given the fact that there were no upward dynamics, I think there's good potential that this is going to at least range sideways, but probably range sideways to lower over the next couple of weeks. And in the commodity sector, nickel up 100 in here, copper up 285. So we've seen a bit of steadying in the industrial metal prices. They had been hit hard over the last couple of weeks, but steadying up in here. And with the soft commodities, relatively there's well none excuse me, no great fireworks that I've seen. Corn up 3, soybeans up a half a point, sugar up 8 cents. So a quiet day all in all. And when you look at that VIX index, VIX is down 3 or 4 more points today. So volatility is falling. Best thing that could happen is we see a couple of more just quiet and easy days in here. Let our nerves get back under control. And let these markets break up from a consolidation. That would be the best possible scenario in my view. But with that in mind, I would bid you a good night and thank you very much for your time.